We are Quixie 98.3, Brian and Trisha on a Wednesday morning, and the fog is rolling in like we're out at a harbor or something. It's like I keep expecting the lighthouse to kick on and to hear a ship going,
Thanks for that. There is fog outside, yes.
It's really foggy.
It is foggy.
Maybe the fog came with these two guys, Eric and Joe. They're here from the Eric and Joe Show. How'd you guys come up with that name anyway?
It was, we went through so many names. I mean, just so many names, and we didn't, our names aren't even Eric and Joe, our real names. We just thought that sounded the best.
So then you changed your names.
I'm Jeff.
Yeah. And so we changed it to Eric and Joe because we thought that just sounded nice.
But, that's pretty great.
Yeah.
Now, how many anniversary-th is this year's show?
This is our sixth show out of 7 years.
You took a gap year.
We took a gap year because I was having a mental breakdown. And
I laugh, but I think that actually happened. Mental illness, it's so funny. Oh, but so Eric had left for a while, like literally didn't live in E-Town, and you were still having to like commute down here to rehearse and do the show, and that was like, I'm sure, wonderful.
It was super fun. I wish we had had the bye year during one of those 2 years that I actually lived in Cincinnati, but... We're back in E-Town, so this year's been much easier to actually like know my lines before the show and stuff now. So having time to actually go over things is helpful.
That's pretty handy.
Yeah. Is the cast about the same as last year?
It is. We have the same cast returning from last year, and we're really excited about that. We've started rehearsals. We've started dance rehearsals as well, which is Eric's favorite thing to do.
You're a good dancer, aren't you?
I was born with three left feet, I tell people.
There is nothing funnier than watching Eric try to learn a dance. You can see his brain break, and it's really a joy.
Eric, by any chance, did you ever see the Peter Boyle putting on the Ritz in Young Frankenstein? Is it similar to that caliber?
I don't know. I haven't seen that, but if it's terrible... Then yes.
Yeah, okay. For those of you that have seen that, you'll get that.
Well, it's really impressive because you end up doing a really good job. So, you know, practice makes almost perfect.
Thanks.
You're welcome. You are welcome.
That's the weirdest almost compliment I've ever heard. That's very kind. I appreciate that.
It's entertaining to watch in the
show.
You
almost aren't awful. Boy, that's when people are actually like, wow, Eric's really making this dance funny. He's a good comedian. No, just bad at dancing.
But that's what makes it work. And it is really funny. And the show is great. So tell us about when the show is going to be.
Yeah, so it's November 22nd, 23rd, and 24th at the State Theater. And we have a Friday night, Saturday night show at 7 o'clock, and the Sunday night show is at 5 o'clock. And tickets are on sale at theericandjoeshow.com. We're doing a VIP ticket this year for the first time, where if you buy that, you get a seat in the first 10 rows. Plus, you get a choice of a Troy T. Woods or DJ Tanner shirt, which are two characters from the show. And if you don't want those shirts, just give them away. Whatever.
Now, is it true that if you get the VIP ticket, you get assorted smoked meats as well?
that's for next year.
I wasn't supposed to talk about that.
But yeah, we try to keep that on hold because we have the assorted meats now for next year.
Gotcha.
And they probably won't be good. We've just got to think about that.
Well, they're hanging in Joe's garage. Mm. He's actually had to park one car outside because of all the hanging meats.
And I'm more of a, like, I do like Rocky in the morning anyways, and so I'm like, I'm punching on the assorted meats just to get them ready.
Gotcha. Well, the tenderizing is important. So the crew's about the same, the cast's about the same. You bring in a live musical act frequently for these shows, and I guess because you try to bring in local talent and you try to bring in people that you know and that you feel like you can trust, you've sort of run out of bands. So this year you kind of, I wouldn't say scrape the bottom of the barrel. That wouldn't be my words. But what are your thoughts on this year's musical entertainment?
Yeah, unfortunately, we're stuck with Mark Malone as our band leader. And he's not even, there's no way he'll hear this because he's on fall break this week. So we can say whatever we want. actually, we're really thrilled. We've gone in and sat on some of the practices for the band. And your son is in the band.
Yeah.
And they sound, I mean... They're going to make us look like trash, is what I'm trying to say.
We actually had a conversation of, we've got to step our game up this year because they're going to make us look terrible because they are that good. No joke. All joking aside, they are fantastic.
Are they going to get out there and dance? Because they might put you to shame. I know you work really hard for that, but you know.
Without a doubt, they would put me to shame. But no, we'll leave the singing to them because you don't want me singing.
So. Oh, you're a man of many talents, yeah. Or not.
Yeah.
Well, last but not least, we keep calling it the Eric and Joe Show, but that's not the official name.
It's not.
What is the full, lengthy official name?
So this year, it's even longer this year. It's the Eric and Joe Before Thanksgiving Christmas Variety Show 6, All in a Day's Work, presented by Bluegrass Sportsplex.
Wow.
There you go.
Okay. Yeah. It just gets longer every year.
Yeah. We eventually want it to be a whole novel. That's the goal. So.
That's great.
I like it. I like it.
And the proceeds from the show, where are they going?
This year, they are going to Helping Hand of Hope Beds for Children. And so there are plenty of kids in our community that that don't have a bed to sleep in. And so this organization provides those for them, and we're excited to partner with them. And it's fun to give back. This show is a partnership with Give270, which is a local nonprofit, and we've been able to give to Spring Haven and Clarity Solutions and Crusade for Children, and I'm forgetting one. Mission Hope for Kids. That's the other one. And so this year we're partnering with them and very excited to do that.
That's great. I love it. I love that you guys give back. And this is all fun. And you guys have a really good time with it. And it is so much fun. You will laugh so hard when you're sitting in the audience. And you can tell that you guys are having fun. But I love that it is a deeper meaning. You know, the message behind what you guys do and the giving back to the community, too.
Yeah. And one last thing, too. The show is clean. Everybody can come. You can bring your grandma. You can bring little kids. There's nothing about this show that's offensive at all, unless you maybe don't like clean humor.
Yeah.
If you're offended by clean humor, don't come.
It's not for you. Yeah. So.
All right. Well, this has been a different version of Chamber Matters. Brad couldn't make it today, so he sent you two guys, and I don't know whether to thank him or call him up and yell at him. But
I'm going to thank him. This has been great.
Thank you, Trisha. You're the best.
Thank you. You can pay me later.
No problems.
All right, it's been Eric and Joe talking about the Eric and Joe Show. We are Quixie 98.3.